This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Myanmar's junta chief said Sunday elections will be held and a state of emergency lifted by August 2023, extending the military's initial timeline given when it deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago. The country has been in turmoil since the army ousted her in February, launching a bloody crackdown that has killed more than 900 people, according to a local monitoring group. The general's announcement would place Myanmar in the military's grip for nearly 2.5 years instead of the initial 1-year timeline the army announced days after the coup. The State Administration Council, as the junta calls itself, also announced in a separate statement that junta leader Min Aung Hlaing had been appointed as prime minister of the quote-unquote caretaker government. The army has justified its power grab by alleging massive fraud during 2020 elections won by Suu Kyi's party. Last week, the junta canceled the results of the polls, announcing it had uncovered more than 11 million instances of voter fraud. But the Asian Network for Free Elections Monitoring Group has said the vote was, quote, by and large representative of the will of the people. Thai anti-government protesters on Sunday took to the streets in their cars and motorcycles to show discontent against the prime minister's handling of the coronavirus crisis. They formed a long line stretching over 20 kilometers through Bangkok. A 47-year-old protester claims people in Thailand can barely make a living now, saying all of his family members are affected. Thailand has been grappling with its biggest coronavirus outbreak so far. The country on Sunday extended tighter containment measures in Bangkok and high-risk provinces until the end of August to slow the spread. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.